It's like you have an inner navigation system surveying the landscape of your life and charting your best potential, and all you have to do is sleep. Ready to make the most of it? Let's get dreaming. Hi, Dreamweaver. Welcome to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm sleep and dream specialist Leah Bolin, here to help you tune in to the power and meaning of your nighttime dreams. Have you ever had a loved one who passed away come to see you in your dreams of the night? If so, how did you feel about this experience? Did it provide you with a sense of connection and comfort? And what of the question of whether or not this was a true spiritual visitation? Do you believe that's possible? These types of dreams, often referred to as visitation dreams, are fairly common, with studies suggesting up to 60% of bereaved individuals report having at least one dream of a deceased loved one. I'm often asked what my thoughts and beliefs are around these types of dreams. I think it's an amazing topic to be explored, and so in this episode, I'm talking about the fascinating and often comforting phenomenon known as visitation dreams. Why might we have dreams about someone who is no longer living in this waking world with us? And is it possible that we can have a connection with their spirit in the dream realm? My own beliefs around these questions became strong when I had the first of what I felt was a visitation dream. I was 20 years young at the time, and I woke from a heartfelt dream that my great-grandma Lulu was giving me a long, loving hug. I sensed she was hugging me goodbye. The dream felt so vivid and real for me. There was a special energy and a light about this dream, and I believed I'd just gotten a real hug goodbye. But I hoped I was wrong and that I could go see her soon to make sure I don't lose an opportunity to spend some more time with her. I called my grandmother that morning to see if she'd like to go with me to see Great-Grandma. In a somber tone, she said she was about to call me to let me know Grandma Lulu passed away in the night. She was gone. I cherish my hug goodbye. I have many wonderful memories of my great-grandmother, and I include this experience among them. That night she came to hug me goodbye in my dreams. I'm very grateful that she came to me and gave me that one last hug. Now, as beautiful as this experience was for me as a spiritual moment in a dream, I can recognize that the dream may have been made possible by an intuitive hit. ESP at work. Maybe some aspect of my awareness that holds much greater power could have picked up on the energy of a moment and delivered that awareness into my dream. Or my dream mind could have been making a highly accurate prediction that at 102 years of age, my great-grandmother is going to be saying her goodbyes. Of course, the spot-on timing for my dream was quite remarkable if that was the case. The potential for those possibilities doesn't change the fact that for me, this was a special moment, and it's just as real as any other moment I've lived that now only resides in my memories. There are other dreams I've had that included a deceased loved one in the cast of characters, but that did not hold that magical feeling this dream had. I didn't sense a spiritual visitation taking place in these other dreams. It seemed as if they were just a part of the dream story, with no sense of special connection taking place. As with when waking loved ones show up in my dreams, it seemed that they were there likely as a symbolic representation for something my dream mind was playing with, and not actually that person coming into my dream. Perhaps my dream mind was bringing them into the scenes because of the associations, characteristics, and traits that I still hold in my mind for them. Some might feel that any dream with a deceased person surfacing is a visitation from spirit, but I don't believe that our dreams are quite as prone to bucket people into the categories of waking and deceased the way we separate them in our waking minds. In working with my own and others' dreams, there's often a reason we can connect with for why the person is showing up within a dream at this time, tied in with the waking occupations of the mind and the stories the dreamer is going through at the time of the dream. It was many years after my hug goodbye from my great-grandmother that I experienced another hug that felt wholly real to me, and that I do believe was also a visitation dream. This was with my dear Uncle Mark. Mark was like no other, probably the most playful and energetic person I've ever known, with tremendous charisma and personality. He wasn't that much older than my sisters and I, so he still was like a big kid at heart as we were growing up, and it was such fun to be in his care on any given day. Life with Mark was always a game or an adventure, and he never did lose that fun-loving spirit of his all through his life, which is such a beautiful gift. There were health concerns he'd been dealing with in his final years, but he'd seemed to be doing very well, appearing happy and healthy. And then one morning, he was gone. Sound asleep in his bed, seemingly at peace, he slipped away from us. It was a shock, and it was hard to believe that he was really gone. A couple of months after Mark's passing, I found myself within a dream, walking through my mom's kitchen in the dream, and there was Mark, sitting in a chair with an amused look on his face, like he was up to something, which was just like him. This appearance by him immediately shook me out of my unconscious dream state, locking in my lucid awareness that this is a dream. It has to be, because Mark died. I became so happy that he was here with me in my dream, and I was not going to miss this opportunity to show him how much I love and miss him. I grabbed him tight and stole a long hug. An overwhelming combination of sadness and joy came over me as tears started streaming down my face. After a few moments, I let go, and Mark looked down at me with a look of surprise. He said, "Wow, you're the first one to do that." And then I woke, realizing that the tears were real as my face was completely drenched in them. I was overflowing with this sense of gratitude and love for this dream moment. And as for those words he said, "You're the first to do that," my immediate sense was that I may not have been the only one visited, but the first to become consciously aware of his presence within the dreamscape in this very specific way. There's currently no scientific consensus regarding us having a spirit that moves beyond our body, let alone the ability to make afterlife contact. There is very interesting work and research being done at the Soul Phone Project at the Laboratory for Advancements in Consciousness and Health, directed by Dr. Gary Schwartz, a senior professor at the University of Arizona. They proclaim that the Soul Phone devices will someday allow you to visit with your deceased loved one via text messages, phone calls, or even video conferencing. They've conducted what they refer to as definitive, replicated, and multi-center scientific experiments that show it is possible to communicate with the deceased. Can you even imagine such a thing, having a Zoom call with someone from the other side? That would be something. For now, at least, when it comes to communicating with our deceased loved ones, our dreams may be that one way we're able to have a continued connection. And we can only feel into the experience for ourselves to decide what we personally believe. Certainly, our own beliefs around spirit and soul matters will have a huge part to play in the way you may think about these visitation dreams. Several theories exist among researchers as to why visitation dreams occur. One is the continuity hypothesis, suggesting that our dreams reflect our waking life thoughts and concerns, including our grief. Another theory is the compensatory function of dreams, where the dream serves to provide what is missing in waking life. In this case, the presence of the deceased loved one. A study published in the journal Dreaming suggests that visitation dreams can be therapeutic. They often provide comfort, aid in the grieving process and help in resolving unfinished emotional business with the deceased. I know for myself that these dreams I had were absolutely instrumental in providing me a sense of peace and connection, being able to move through my own grieving process better. So if these were the pure healing work that dreams can naturally create for us, I must say, wow, it works. I do happen to have a strong faith that we have a spirit that carries on beyond this life and that spirit can pierce the dream realm. I'm certainly not alone in that belief. There are many who hold this deeply spiritual perspective regarding visitation dreams and see them as more than just a mental process, believing they are an actual spiritual connection with the deceased. When the topic comes up in my workshops and I ask for a show of hands by those who believe they've been visited by a loved one's spirit in their dreams, the majority of people raise their hands. So many of us know what it is to have such an experience. You can find a collection of such accounts in the book titled Dreams and Premonitions that's part of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, written by Amy Newmark and Kelly Sullivan. They include numerous accounts of individuals that received incredible insights and messages from a deceased loved one in a dream. Across cultures and spiritual traditions, visitation dreams are often seen as a form of communication from the other side. It's believed that the veil between the physical and spiritual worlds is thinner during sleep, allowing for this unique form of contact. It's often interpreted as a true visitation if the dream is exceptionally vivid and the deceased appears in a really peaceful or radiant manner. Additionally, if the dreamer receives a clear message or feels a profound sense of love and peace, it's considered a strong sign of a spiritual connection. There are those who have reported that the deceased loved one spoke in the dream psychically without even moving their mouth to speak to them. A good number of famous people have shared their experiences with visitation dreams. For example, Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst known for his work on dreams and the unconscious, reported having visitation dreams of his deceased father, which he interpreted as meaningful encounters that influenced his psychological theories. Paul McCartney, the former Beatle, has spoken about dreaming of his mother Mary, who passed away when he was 14. In a dream, she reassured him with the words, "Let it be," which inspired the famous Beatles song of the same name. Martin Luther King Jr. reportedly had a dream in which he spoke with his deceased grandmother, an experience he found comforting and reassuring during a time of personal and political turmoil. Elvis Presley spoke of a visitation dream in which his deceased mother Gladys appeared to him and gave him comfort and guidance during a difficult period in his life. Queen Victoria, after the death of her beloved husband Prince Albert, recorded numerous dreams in her diaries in which Albert visited her, providing her with solace and companionship during her long widowhood. Dionne Warwick, the famous singer, has spoken about a dream in which her deceased grandfather appeared to her and gave her a message that she interpreted as guidance for her life and career. And Lady Gaga revealed in an interview that she had a visitation dream in which her late Aunt Joanne appeared to her and inspired the title track of her album, Joanne. These accounts demonstrate that visitation dreams can occur across different cultures, time periods, and professions, often providing comfort, inspiration, and a sense of continued connection with loved ones who have passed away. There are many who hope for a visitation dream. They may even feel hurt or let down by not having been visited, especially if someone else in the family or group of friends has reported they received a visit in the night from the deceased loved one. If you do wonder why your loved one hasn't come into your dreams, you may want to first not assume that they've not. On average, we people tend to forget 95 to 99% of everything we dream. Just because you don't recall such a dream doesn't mean you haven't had one. If you want to be more likely to remember such a dream should it happen, be sure and go back and listen to episode number 2 titled How to Remember Your Dreams so that you are honing that dream recall. While visitation dreams can't be forced, there are ways to increase the likelihood of experiencing one. Let's explore some tips if you're hoping to connect with a loved one through a dream. What are some ways you can encourage a visitation dream? One of the key factors is to set a clear intention before going to sleep. This could be a simple mental or verbal statement expressing a desire to connect with the deceased loved one in a dream. For anyone who's sat for a reading with a medium, inviting spirit in is usually that first step. So find a way to ask your loved one to come. And creating the right environment is important. This might include keeping a photo of your loved one nearby or holding on to a personal item that belonged to them. It can be helpful to ensure you have a peaceful sleeping space, clear of clutter, with comfortable bedding. Engage in relaxation techniques or a meditation before bed so that you can calm your mind and enhance dream recall. And you may want to have a dream journal nearby so that upon waking you can capture any visitation dreams that do occur. It's important to be patient and open to the experience. Visitation dreams may not happen immediately, but by fostering a sense of openness and receptivity, you increase the chances of having such a meaningful dream. In addition to connecting with a person's spirit, there are beautiful stories that others have shared with me about having connected with a beloved pet who is on the other side. Our furry friends are part of our family, and we can miss them dearly. Don't hesitate to consider your spirit animals as potential dream visitors who can come see you in the night. I hope these ideas provide you with some inspiration should you be interested in encouraging your own dream connections. I'd love to hear from you to know what you thought about this episode and if there's a topic you'd like to have me dive into on a future episode. Your feedback can support me in staying energized and focused toward producing more dreamy content for you. I'll share my email address in the show notes, along with additional sources related to this episode, should you want to dive deeper into the topic. Visitation dreams are certainly a mystery to our waking minds. Some experiences are better understood at a soul level. In the words of the great 13th century poet Rumi, "The soul has been given its own ears to hear things that the mind does not understand." It's clear that whether viewed through a psychological or spiritual lens, visitation dreams hold significant meaning for many. They remind us of the enduring bonds of love and the mysteries that lie beyond our waking understanding. The beauty of visitation dreams is that they offer a sense of connection that transcends physical boundaries, providing comfort and hope in the face of loss. Thank you for joining me for this episode, and until the next time, I'm wishing you the sweetest of dreams.
Sky in this life, maybe your son.